Bank of Cardiff, this is Tyler.
Tyler, this is Scott Littlefield.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, I believe I just sent you an email here a few minutes ago, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. I just wanted to see if you had a few minutes there to talk on the phone. It's usually a little easier there to just kind of articulate what you were looking to do there.
It's kind of two different things. I mean, I'd be interested in something where I could get some, maybe some equipment financing, but that's not exactly all I need. You know, I could use some working capital, but I just, mm-hmm. I'm not looking for a daily draw. I think that I'm above that, honestly. I'm not trying mm-hmm. to be, you know, stuck on myself, but,
yeah,
you know, I've taken the cash draws in the past and with Piers Capital, and I'll tell you, I've done a daily and I've never missed one. I've paid them off. Like, I've done that three times with them and they still want to get me into that daily, and I'm all set with it. You know what I mean? It's too much money. You know, especially in the wintertime, when the wintertime is my slowest time. You know what I mean? So that's when I need the money. You know, in the summertime, it's not no problem. Money's flowing good. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
you know, when you take the money from them, they want all the money. All, you know, it's just, yeah. I don't know.
No, I definitely.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, definitely. So on the equipment financing, it's only monthly payments there, so you don't have to worry about a daily draw on that. On the capital there, you said you've done the daily in the past, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they say why they had you on the daily there? Was it like credit issues, or did they give you?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, my credit is not the greatest in the world, but it's not the worst, obviously, either. I mean, people are giving me, you know, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000, and I pay it back, you know, in 6 months mm-hmm. term. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
I just don't. It can tend to put you more in a hole than it can help you. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what the situation is, of course, they're definitely not for everyone. But if you have an opportunity there, you know, to make some money off the capital, if the opportunity's right, it's definitely something we can look at. Did you, when they gave you the dailies there, did you look at renewal options with them and they still didn't give it to you, or did you switch to another company there?
What do you mean, renewal?
Like, at the end of your, like, say you said you borrowed, like, $15,000. When you paid off that loan, did they ask you, did they offer, like, a renewable loan there to you with, like, better terms and rates for you?
No, they never, that's what kind of irritates me about the whole thing is they never even, like, you know, like I said, I've done it three times with them, four times with them. You know what I mean? And it's like, every time, they never give me a better offer. I don't understand.
That's a little weird. Do you have any currently right now?
No, none, zero.
Okay. So, you know, with our working capital programs here, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you got qualified on a 6 month term, just for math purposes. At about 3 months in, you can look at refinancing options where you can get additional capital, lower term, or lower rates, longer terms. Once you kind of got your foot in the door here and you can prove that you can make your payments, the relationship kind of only gets better from there. And what you keep saying there is kind of what we hear from newer customers that we gain, is the fact that they don't get refinancing options. They got to pay, they have to pay extra if they even want to pay it off early. We actually give discounts if you pay off early. So there's a lot of benefits there to the programs that we do have. When you purchased equipment there in the past, did you finance it or did you just pay cash?
Well, like right now I have a 2015 triaxle dump that I have a company with. I'm trying to think of who it is, but
mm-hmm.
the guy that I dealt with is in like Washington State, but the company's in Connecticut. It's a lease with a dollar buyout at the end. It's just freaking brutal though. It's like $3,555 a month.
Whoa.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know. But only at the time, that was what, you know, what I could get done. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, my credit score is not the greatest. It's probably like a 575. You know what I mean? I'm not, I don't know really why. I can't explain why. Maybe it's my debt to ratio. You know what I mean? I've had some weights, but I'm current. You know.
Uh huh. I would imagine that's got to be the reason that they kept giving you the dailies. The daily payment structures there, a lot of times with the working cap, the amount that you get is based off your top line and then pretty much based off of your, you know, current bank statements and your credit situation will depict the daily, right, weekly or monthly payments.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, when you deposit $304,000 into your account and they're only offering you $15,000, it's kind of a slap in the face.
I would agree with that. Is that really what they offered you?
Yeah, no, it's seriously. It's not even that. It's more here's 10 or here's 8 and you, it's kind of one of them things. I it was like get 10 and pay back 14 or pay back 15.
Mhm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's brutal.
That is brutal, but usually if they're going to give you that, it's more of like an introductory, you know, prove yourself that you can make these payments and then we can look at other options. I just don't understand why they didn't give you that option there.
I don't either. I really don't, and that's why it's like it's really kind of like made me sour of the whole thing because
yeah,
it's like, you know, I need my payments. My payments are, you know, I'm you know, mm-hmm. Everything's current. There's nothing, you know, and it has been current for 6 months, so it's not like
okay.
You know, I'm
do you have positive,
or anything like that.
Yeah, do you have positive statements there on your bank statements, or are you always positive?
I might have went negative in the past 6 months once, but
oh, okay.
You know, I mean, it is, everybody does that. You know what I mean?
That's fine. Here, let me get a little better picture here. What did you guys do in sales there last year for the business?
Well, we don't really do, and that's another thing too. We don't really do sales. It's kind of hard to. I'm just an hourly truck driver. The truck gets paid by the hour. It mm-hmm. starts usually in about the third week of April, and it goes right till about the first week of December. And we average, on an average, we probably average $3,500 a week.
$3,500 a week? Okay.
Yeah. So. And then that's not my only business. I mean, I also, you know, you're throwing my wife's payroll into this also because it kind of goes all into one account. So, you know, my wife is not, it's not a ton of money, but it's probably $8,000 a year. You know what I mean? Cause she pays, our health insurance, which is $14,000 a year. So,
Okay. So I mean, ballparking your, maybe you said you deposited $300,000 there at one point there. So,
right. But that's not, I'm not telling you everything that I do. I have also another business, which is a seal coating business, which mm-hmm. is a DBA business that I bring in a gross over $100,000 a year. And then I also do a snow, and then the trucking part of it, also I do a snow plowing contract with my local town, which is $31,000 a year.
Okay, so you got a bunch of little projects here and there that kind of add up there to that.
Right.
That, okay, this is starting to become a little bit clearer picture here. I mean, on the this is the big boy trucking, correct? This is the company that you're referring to? Okay. If you guys are doing around like $100,000 to $150,000 a year, that's probably right in the ballpark of the capital that we could free up that you gotten in the past. The big differences are going to be you're going to have refinancing options as long as you make your payments. You're going to have early discount opportunities, and it'll also help you kind of boost that credit up too if you're able to stick with that. But it's just a matter of...
Well, that's what I don't understand, though, with that other shit. Why didn't that boost my credit? It never even helped it.
To be honest with you, I have no idea. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into a credit score. I don't even know if there's that many individuals that know exactly 100% of what it actually goes into it. But, I mean, there's a lot of factors. But I'm not sure as to why that would affect your score. You never missed a payment with them or anything like that?
No.
Wow.
In fact, if anything, I paid them off early just to get rid of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really not
sure. I had to be honest, I had two going at one time. And I both paid them both off. In fact, one was so crooked, that they, when we were paid off, they pulled 4 weeks after that. And I had showed zero balance. They showed me. I had to literally put stop payment on the account because they were going to keep pulling.
Who is this with again? Who are you going through?
That was Premier Funding there.
Premier Funding, okay.
That was Premier Funding, and then I went, the other one was Pierce Capital.
Pierce Capital?
P-I-R-S Capital. Both out of New York.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, those are some very, I don't want to say shady, but that just doesn't sound like
Oh, no, it was shady. It was, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why, I mean, I'm an honest businessman from Maine. I'm not a scumbag. I'm not a, you know what I mean? I'm 41 years old. I work my ass off. I don't stop, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, ugh. When somebody tries to take advantage of you, take your money that you work hard for, it's kind of irritating.
No, yeah, I 100% agree with you on that. I mean, you're probably sitting in the 10 to 15,000 range that we could, maybe 10 to 20,000 range we could free up with you, but the long-term benefits with working with us are night and day difference to, from what you've been with in the past. You know, we're not looking to just give you one small loan here and then, you know, part ways.
It all comes down to what you guys are looking to get back. You know what I mean? If you, mm-hmm. you're going to give me 15 grand, but you want 20 back, I mean, I don't know. I just find, I mean, I understand there's not a, what is it called? It's a non-collateral loan, you know what I mean?
It's unsecured, that, unsecured. Correct.
Right, and I get that, but I mean, really, 5 grand on over a 6 month term, that's $1,000 a month, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, in some cases it's crazy, in some cases, you know, if they can flip that and triple it, then the thousands, right. You know, it's just, right. It's all situation.
And basically, I'll tell you what I'm using it for. I'm not using it to make money. I'm using it to get me through is what I'm using it for.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So yeah. That's why it's a big difference on trying to, you know, what it is I use it because I need it for, you know, to keep going. I mean, I get a certain amount every month that I get, mm-hmm. but it's only stretched out monthly for in the wintertime. So that's why it's like when you take that money, you know, you gotta, like I said, I never missed a payment. I work my ass off in the winter mm-hmm. to make sure that daily payment was there. It's just, yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to find somebody that will give me, you know, maybe a line of credit or do they need some titles? Or, I mean, I'm iron rich, really, but.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I'm not sure if this is probably the best option with you. You know, like you just said, they are insecure. They are going to be a little bit pricier than usual. A lot of people, when they do use it as kind of like a bridge loan, it's because they absolutely need it. A lot of people use it if they're about to have like a tax lien on them or something like that, and they just have to clear it up. It doesn't sound like that's the case with you. It sounds like, you know, you just have a period there where you could use some capital. I mean, have you looked for like lines of credit there? In the past,
I haven't. I haven't around here, but I mean, you know, I mean, I'd be willing to do it with someone if someone would, you know what I mean? I have titles to shit too. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, I have two titles to two vehicles that I own. You know, and it's kind of like you'd think that say, well, all right, give me that, and you know, we'll give you whatever 25.
Well, yeah, that,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. With the line of credits, there of kind of like local banks, they'll usually have some sort of collateral you put up. And then that's how you can lock in a much lower rate, you know, with this being an unsecured cash loan. It's very high risky on our end. And if you're not really using it for an opportunity to make money.
Now, what are you guys, how favorable are you on equipment? And I don't know what kind of equipment, you know.
Equipment's very straightforward. It's kind of like your traditional loan, like car loan, you know, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, you know, rates start in the single digits. That's actually what we started on about 14 years ago. That's actually all we used to do is equipment. So we kind of have some of the better, almost one of some of the best programs there that you can get your hands on. The only problem is with the equipment is it is heavily based on your credit. So if you're not in like the upper sixes, lower sevens starting, it's very hard to get approved on that, and that's why a lot of people use the working capital to just buy equipment through that, just because it's more based off of your